Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. I want to call your attention in our call to worship to Romans chapter 12, verse 21. This has been indeed a week in history as we have seen the utter chaos revealed around the world. And I was drawn to this verse earlier this week as I thought about the things that we face here in America, the things that we face around the world. The ratcheting up, and this was going to continue, by the way, the ratcheting up of chaos around the world. This verse of Scripture is very important, I think, to all of us. Notice this. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, this is a striking statement. This is made by the Apostle Paul by pen of inspiration. And he is indicating here that we are not to be overcome with evil. But there's a response to it. All right? Just to say, I'm not going to be overcome with evil. Well, how do you overcome evil? With good. Now, who is good? God is good. Good is personified in the Scriptures. And we know who is going to overcome the evil, do we not? Who is going to establish righteousness here upon the earth? Jesus Christ. Who's going to rule with a rod of iron and establish equity and lawfulness on this earth? It's Jesus Christ. And so the Christian is on solid ground when it comes to facing evil, because we have the one who is good in our hearts. Do you understand that, Christian? As a Christian, you have the overcomer of evil within you. It's the person of Jesus Christ. And we are not to be overcome with evil. As we look around us and we see the horrors of what happened this week and the lying, the utter lying that's taking place all on all different fronts. It's just lies that are being told over and over again. And we look at that and we say, we're being overwhelmed by evil. Yes, we are. Because evil men are ruling. You look at the shooting down of that aircraft this week and the utter disregard and respect for the dead and the things that we are witnessing here with no concern of trying to find out who was the one guilty. It's covering up sin. If you want to know something about man, what he's an expert at covering up sin. That's what he's an expert at. And if you are covering up sin in your life this morning, you're part of what's wrong, not part of what's right. And God says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You need to have your heart and life filled to overflowing with that which is good. And that which is good is Jesus Christ. Don't ever mistake that. Well, I'm gonna be kind to other people. That only comes as a result of Christ infilling in the life. And if there is no Christ infilling your life, everything you're producing is emptiness. And it will not be ineffective, and it will never overcome evil. It's part of the evil. It's part of the evil. And so I want to encourage your hearts this morning as we see the world collapsing before our eyes. I don't think there's any question. The world from end to end, from top to bottom, is imploding because we left the truth years and centuries ago. We have left the truth. And so when you don't have the truth, you have a shell. And what's going to happen to the shell when pressure is put on it? It's going to crack. And by the way, Humpty Dumpty is not going to be able to put it back together, or anybody else, all the king's horses and all the king's men. Because when this world goes down, it's going to go down with the Antichrist in charge. And Jesus Christ is going to come and He is going to clean up the mess in this world. But you know what? We're not to wait for that. Are you listening to me? We're not to wait for that. Be not overcome of evil. But what? Overcome evil with good. You be filled to overflowing with Jesus Christ, and you will overcome evil in your sphere of influence. You understand that? Your sphere of influence. God has given every one of us a sphere of influence. You influence different people. We have an opportunity to influence far beyond the walls of this church. God's given us opportunities through the internet, through radio, through other means, through the written language, to try to have a sphere of influence to overcome evil with what? Good. Are you doing that in your sphere of influence? The Bible says we're to be light and salt. In other words, in our sphere of influence, that's what we're to do. And so, to orderly and to bring worship to the name of the one who deserves our worship means that I have got to be good. And the only way I can be good is to be in Christ Jesus and to be filled to overflowing with Him. And so this morning, I want us to think about that as we come together to worship Him, as the world implodes around us. And I'm sure it strikes a measure of fear in some hearts. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You're going to worry, fret, wring your hands. Oh, I wish this would happen. I wish so-and-so would take this leadership bill. What are you doing about it in your sphere of influence? You can have an impact for God. You can be salt and light. And so we want to worship Him this morning with our whole hearts, filled with Jesus Christ. May God help us to do that, not just when we hear the preaching, but also in the singing, to fill our voices and our hearts with praise and adoration to the One who is worthy. Let your heart be filled to overflowing with Jesus Christ today.